All right, are we ready for God's word this morning? Let me ask that again. Are we ready for God's word this morning? Thank you. Let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 33, please. Exodus chapter 33. The title of this mini-series that I'm beginning today is called Into Me, See. Where do I come up with that title? Well, several years ago, actually about 15 years ago, I was in Effingham at the time. I was reading a book, and I read the author had broken up the word intimacy, and basically said the best way to think of intimacy is this way, into me, see. Into me, see. Would you agree with me that we are a people that want to be known? That want to be understood, right? Who's ever been judged unfairly or critically by somebody? How did that make you feel? They don't know you. They don't obviously understand you. And they're making a judgment based on their presuppositions or on their unfair negativity. Can I get a witness in the house? But who's ever known someone that made the effort to get to know you? In essence, they made efforts to see into you. Into me, see. Now, intimacy, sometimes for some people, that conjures up ideas of the physical realm. And that's not where we're headed in that direction. We're headed into the emotional realm and into the spiritual realm of emotional and spiritual intimacy, not with others so much as with God. Amen. So not only, how many of us know that the Lord sees into us? The Lord sees all of us. The Lord knows all of us. And the Lord understands all of us. Amen. And He still loves us. Ooh, we could do some backflips on that, couldn't we? I mean, wow, He knows all of me. Ooh, He sees all of me. And He still loves me. Thank you, Lord. All right, Exodus chapter 33. So we're going to talk about different levels of intimacy with regard to our conversation with the Lord. Different levels of intimacy in conversation with the Lord. And I think Jesus' invitation is very apt. Come, let's talk. But who has discovered in your walk with the Lord that the Lord is not about small talk? Amen. Right? The Lord gets to the heart of the matter rather quickly with us. Not because He's mean, not because He wants to jack us up, but because He is a loving, personal Savior. And that's the Savior that He is. Exodus chapter 33, we're going to read one verse of Scripture, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses, how? Face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Now notice, I love that verse. The Lord spoke to Moses, how? Face to face. How many of y'all would agree with me that face to face is intimate communication? Amen. That is communication that both parties are seeing into each other. Into me, see. Now, let me say something about us men. We are bottom line. Men are bold print. Women are the fine print. Who would agree with me on that? Amen. For example, when I'm at the gym, I see a guy that I see working out every day. He sees me working out. And so we'll just walk by each other and I'll go. And he'll go. And you know, there's so much in that head nod. He asked me what I thought of the Monday night football the night before, and I'm like, I thought that was a pretty darn good game. And I asked him, just with that head nod, how are the kids? And he said, they're pretty cool. Have a good workout. See, we men get each other. You ladies are like, huh? No, you ladies, I see the ladies in the gym. Oh, how are the kids? Oh, how good. How's your new workout routine? Well, that's wonderful. And you're touching each other and feeling each other. And ha, 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 ho, ho. And I'm thinking, aren't you guys wasting time here? Go hop on a machine or something, you know? Suffice it to say, we men are just bottom liners. We don't get into the frills and the thrills of communication. Gentlemen, can I get a witness in the house? A head nod is sufficient for us. There is so much to be done or said. A lot is communicated with that and that. And we're happy with that, right? Okay. So, no, you're not. You're a lady. You want to know about everything. Okay, anyway. So the Lord knew Moses face to face. And notice, he talked. I want you to see that verb. He talked to Moses face to face. How many of us know that the Lord wants to talk to us intimately? Right? In fact, turn with me. Take a right, because the Lord continually talked intimately with Moses. Take a right to Deuteronomy chapter 34, please. We want to see when actually Moses passed on and what the Lord had to say about Moses in this time of his entire life. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10. But since there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew how. Let me read that again. But since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And we could say that Moses knew the Lord face to face, right? Into the Lord Moses saw. In fact, Moses asked a very bold thing of the Lord. He said, Lord, I know you are good, but I want to see, Lord, I want to see your what? I want to see your face. Now, Aaron didn't ask that. The Israelites sure as heck didn't ask that. Moses asked, I want to see your face. Don't you think that that kind of communication with the Lord inspired that bold request of the Lord? I want to see your face. Now, that's what we're talking about, church family. Knowing the Lord and talking to the Lord face to face. Into me see. Now, let me say here is that intimacy with God and intimate talk with God requires self-disclosure. Am I right? If we're guarded all the time, or if we feel threatened or believe that the Lord is going to come down hard on us, if we confess a sin or if we confess a struggle with Him, that He's going to come after us, then we're going to close down. We're not going to open up, are we, church family? So let's get to the first level of intimate communication. The first level is safe talk. How's it going? How's the weather? You know, how's the job? We keep everything surface, right? We keep it all surface. Now, is there a scriptural example of that? Remember when Nicodemus saw Jesus at night? He asked him a question that was very safe talk and non-threatening and non-controversial, but he was trying to flatter Jesus when he asked this question. He says, Lord, we the Pharisees know that you are a man sent by God, because no one can perform the miraculous works that you perform. How many of y'all know, if you've read your Bible, especially the New Testament, especially the Gospels, the Pharisees never thought that Jesus was a man sent from God. Did they? So what was Nicodemus doing to the Lord? He was trying to flatter him. It's safe talk. The Pharisees always cross swords with Christ. They tried to entrap him with these legalistic technical questions involving the law. Always trying to trip him up. Always trying to catch him in some controversial thing so that they can find reason to try him and do away with him. Because the longer Jesus' ministry went on, the more threatened the Pharisees were by that same ministry, weren't they? Incidentally, what did Jesus tell Nicodemus? He cut right through that flattery, didn't he? He said, Nicodemus, you must be what?
Born again.
You must be born again. Boy, he got to the heart of the matter, didn't he? There were no pleasantries exchanged with Nicodemus. He said, he looked right through his need and he said, hey, buddy boy, you need to get right with God. You need to be born again, Nicodemus. All right? And so the first level is just safe talk. Oh, how's it going? Good. How's everything? How's the family? Good. How's your family? Good. Great. All right. Second level of intimacy and conversation, and I'm relating this to the Lord, that's why I'm giving examples from Scripture, is expressing the views, the beliefs, and the opinions of others. Expressing the views, the opinions, and the beliefs of others. Let's see that in Matthew chapter 16. Turn with me, please. Keep your Bible handy because we're going to do a little turning this morning. Matthew chapter 16. All right, here we go. Verse 13, Matthew 16. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, that's a safe question. The question is, who do others say that I, the Son of Man, am? Right? That's a pretty safe question. Well, and all of them took stabs at that question. Verse 14, so they, plural, said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Obviously, the Jews believed in reincarnation. Right? That these men of old would come back in the flesh. Oh, some people say this, some people say that. But notice verse 15, and he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Okay, the third level of intimate talk is expressing your views, expressing your beliefs, expressing your opinions. So what are the first three so far? Number one, safe talk. Number two, expressing the views, the beliefs, the opinions of others. Number three, expressing your views, expressing your beliefs, expressing your opinions to somebody else. That's the third level of intimate communication. And it's the same with the Lord. Right, church family? We have to open up to the Lord and express, Lord, this is how I see this situation. Okay? Next one. Go with me to Luke chapter 5, please. Just take a right from Matthew. Luke 5. Luke chapter 5. We're talking about into me see. Luke 5, verse 1. Now, so it was, the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. Now when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught how much, church family? Caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now, I think in that statement, there's so much in that statement. It's basically, it's a statement of trust on Peter's behalf, because notice what he says. He says, we are professional fishermen. You are the son of a carpenter turned preacher. We know more about fishing than you, but nevertheless, we're gonna do what you've asked us, or you're asking me to do. So, intimate talk level number four is expressing your feelings and expressing your experiences. Expressing your feelings and expressing your experiences. What was Peter's experience? We have toiled all night long and we have caught nothing. Now, ladies, can I ask you a question? How many of y'all sometimes, generally speaking, not putting any of your men on the spot, get frustrated that men don't talk about feelings? I remember when I was a hospice chaplain, I remember the social worker, she was sometimes, you know, bounce things off of me. She knew I was a pastor. And she asked, she said, "Why is it that you men don't talk about your feelings?" And I said, "Why do you ask that?" She said, "Well, I love my husband. I'm married to him. He's a really good guy. But he does not talk at all. I ask him questions after questions, and he just sticks to the surface stuff." And I said, "You know, it's funny you mentioned that. There's a book out," I told her, I said, "that's entitled, Men Are Clams, Women Are Crowbars." She said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I'm going to buy that book, and I'm going to read it." There's something about us men that we just don't like to talk deep level unless, listen carefully, church family, unless we men feel incredibly safe. Amen. Amen. And I'll say this, for us men, we will not open up to the Lord unless we feel incredibly safe with the Lord. Right? Can I give an observation? This is not a put down for us men. I think it's a fair observation. I think that if you were to take all of Christendom and find out, you're going to find out, I mean, there are exceptions to every observation, but let me say, by and large, women are closer to God than men are. For this one reason, women are willing to express their feelings. Women are willing to express their experiences with the Lord. Men usually aren't. And so sometimes men's spiritual growth in their relationship with God, that we will come and we will stop at level 3 of communication and not go on to level 4. You got me to back off of that now? I see a lot of ladies saying, "Yes," big smiles. "Oh, you preaching now, little Mexican preacher. I'm going to give you a couple extra pesos." Mexican currency, people. How many of y'all would say by a show of hands, that's generally true, that we men have got to feel incredibly, incredibly safe to open up that way? Right? But I think, church family, that we can, and I think the Lord wants us to. All right, so let me go over the first 4 levels of intimate communication. We have safe talk. We have expressing the beliefs, the views, the opinions of others. We have expressing, number 3, our own views, beliefs, and opinions. Number 4, expressing our feelings, expressing our experiences. And number 5, the highest level of communication, expressing our desires, expressing our wants, expressing our needs. Good stuff, church family? Level 5 communication, and it goes the same with the Lord. Do we people, are we open to the Lord by expressing our desires to Him, by expressing our needs to Him, by expressing our wants to the Lord? Do we have that freedom of communication? Because church family, that's where intimacy lies with the Lord. How many of y'all want to see this illustrated in the Bible? Go with me to Psalm chapter 27, please. Psalm 27. Into me see. I've got to believe that David, King David, was one who had great intimacy with the Lord because of this. Verse 4. One thing I have what? I have what? Asked, my Bible says, desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in His temple. Wow. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret place of His tabernacle He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. One thing I have asked. one thing I have desired of the Lord. See the openness, see the transparency in David's request of the Lord. He is expressing his desires to the Lord. He's expressing his wants to the Lord. He's expressing his needs to the Lord. It is very advanced communication. What are some hiccups with our expressing our desires, wants, and needs to the Lord? Some of us think that we're imposing on him. Some of us think, well, you know, he's got bigger fish to fry than to tend to my little desires. How many of us know that church family, that your desires matter to the Lord as anything else in the world matters to him? Amen. That our wants matter to him. That our needs matter to him. Right? We have to come to that point of intimacy with the Lord and disclose, and Lord, I desire this. I want this. I need this, Lord. I want to be closer to you, Lord. I want to come to a point in my life where I can talk to you face to face like I do a very trusted friend. Now, there are conversations that I have with Cynthia that I have with no one else. We are face to face, best friends. I have conversations with my sweet, beautiful daughter that I don't have in that manner with anybody else. It's very intimate talk, father, daughter, appropriate, intimate talk. Amen? That's what causes, listen, my family, that's what causes closeness to God. If you want a relationship with the Lord as Moses had with the Lord, let me say, as good of a relationship that Moses had with the Lord, you already have one through Christ that is better. Because Moses, listen, we're going to close on this note. This is powerful. Moses was a servant of the Lord. Isn't that what it said in Deuteronomy 34:10? That my servant, there is no one arisen like Moses, my servant. You know what Jesus said in John 15? I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. But he didn't stop there. In Hebrews 2, it says, we are now brothers of the Lord. Lord have mercy. We went from servants to friends to brothers. How many of y'all have Jesus as your big brother? Amen. How many of y'all were blessed with the teaching of the word this morning? Amen. Good, huh? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, God, that you teach us, that you help us and prompt us to wade deeper in our communication with you, Lord. Father, help us to be completely transparent, be completely open with you, to share our feelings, to share our experiences. Lord, to disclose our wants, our needs, our desires to you, Lord, and have that relationship with you. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for whetting our appetite. In Jesus' name, amen.